Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, what's going on?
Oh, man, I've got this song stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah? What's it called?
Stuck in Your Head.
Wait, I thought you said it was stuck in your head.
Yes, exactly. All right, Patrick, another month has passed, and it's time to talk about new music again.
Yeah, where has the time gone? Oh, that's right, it's dribbled by very slowly.
I mean, we're into, like, Labor Day now, and it seems like it was just July 4th the other day.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you said slowly, but some ways it's also fast, too. Like, I have no gauge anymore on any of this stuff.
That's what it is, yeah. It's either completely fast, or I have no idea why everything's taking so long. So you're right. It's time has been rendered meaningless.
Yeah, it's very strange. So
I just know if it's Friday. That's pretty much all I know.
Same here. Same here. So we're going to talk about new music that we discovered in August.
Love it.
Here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm going to do my picks today. I have three of them, and then you're going to do your picks tomorrow.
Yep.
All right.
Great.
And then we'll get to the intern picks after that.
Yep.
And then the listener picks after that. So, you know, get ready, people. Okay.
Get ready. The floodgates are open.
I am going to kick us off here with an old friend. All right.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. This is Toots and the Maytals.
Nice.
We were brought here, sold out, victimized, brutally.
All right, Toots and Maytals. That song is called Just Brutal.
Loved
and I love it too. And it is off of a new album called Got to Be Tough. And a couple things I want to point out here. One is that song passes the gym test, which is that it sounds super happy and super peppy, but it's not at all if you listen to the lyrics, man.
No.
It's all about, you know, man's inhumanity to man, basically, is what that is. But super topical for today. And, you know, I think Toots is the kind of guy who's lived through a lot of change in this world and a lot of, you know, need for change. And so if there's a good guy to speak to that topic, he's one of them. And Frederick Toots Hibbert, by the way, Jamaica, a reggae legend. And I also want to point out, Patrick, that that song sounds super vibrant and super fun and has kind of a, you know, even though this is, you know, reggae artist, it really has that kind of like stack soul.
It does.
Quality to it. It sounds like a party song. And I also want to point out, they recorded Pressure Drop like over 50 years ago.
That's right.
that's the, you know, the kind of legacy we're talking about here with Toots and the Maytals.
Toots is 77 years old.
Yep.
I looked this up yesterday.
You wouldn't know it, right?
No, God, no. I think his voice is going to sound good when he's 150 years old, like where whatever sphere he's in at that point. And I may have told the story on the podcast. I'll tell it really, really quick. I think it was the year 1999. I was assigned to write a review of the Jay Giles Band out at the venue, which shall not be named on this podcast. And if you go out there, you got to go early if you want to avoid all the mess. So I was out there really early before the show even started. No opening act listed. All of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Toots and the Maytals. And I was like, no way. This is the luckiest break of all time. And they came out and just played a wonderful, you know, like 45
blew the place
minutes away,
man.
Oh, it was so great. I didn't even expect anything. I was all prepared to be grumpy the whole night, and it changed my mind.
That's really cool. So anyway, I had no idea that this album was going to come out. It just came out, and I read about it, and I listened to it on the streaming, and the whole thing is really, really strong. It's really good.
Can't
it's their first album, or Toots' first album in over a decade, so...
Man.
But it sounds as good as ever. I mean, it's
lovely.
It's one of those that... like I said, it's just really strong, really impressive. So check that out. It'll kind of put you in a good mood, but also really make you think about, you know, this world. So good combination.
Perfect.
Okay.
Great call.
Now I'm going to switch things up here a little bit. I'm going to bring us down.
Okay. Down to the ground.
This is just some really, really nice pop music by an artist named Jenny O. And this song is called Even If I Tried. There you go. That's Jenny O. Even If I Tried. Nice. The album, which came out at the beginning of August, is called New Truth. And that is her third full-length album. And she's a singer-songwriter out of Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I want to say something more about her music. But what did you get from that, Patrick?
You know, it was interesting. I got a breezy, kind of a wispy feel. I love those records in which... the guitar and the vocals are just about at the same level, and at certain times one will peak and certain times the other one will peak, you know, kind of reminded me of that. And, I don't know. I just got a vibe of like sort of some high clouds and a blue sky. It was really nice.
It really
is. Refreshing.
I mean, that one is pretty like kind of 60s style pop, you know, right?
Yep.
Really beautiful, but she also has, some, you know, different approaches on this album. There's another song on there called God Knows Why, which is a true story. It's a song about her losing her hearing in one ear.
What?
And it was a medical condition where she, I mean, how scary is this? She just woke up one morning and couldn't hear out of one of her ears.
Wow.
And it was a...
That is bizarre.
Yeah. And so she talks about now how she just, you know, she lives the world in mono. And but she's still, you know, recording music and putting stuff out there, and
that is crazy.
Yeah, how scary is that, right?
Yeah, very frightening. I mean, that sounds like something that would happen after you got like bit by a scorpion or you know, poisoned or something by a Russian KGB agent. That's that's awful.
Yeah. This album, New Truth, also produced by Kevin Ratterman, who I know because he's a Louisville producer and musician and is also the drummer in Wax Fang. So,
oh, there you go.
That's a cool thing, too. All right. Now, my last pick here, buckle up. This one's going to take on a bit of a ride. Are you ready for this?
I think so.
Artist is Bully. Bully is the work of Alicia Bagnano.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about this album, that song was called Stuck in Your Head. Mm-hmm. This is her third album. The album is called Sugar Egg. What's interesting about this album is she basically ditched her band. And the band,
really?
The band is now just her. So she used to play with the two others. It was a trio out of Nashville. And and now it's just Alicia playing with, you know, other musicians, right? But basically, you know, you might just view this as her solo debut, I think, in some ways. But anyway, a lot of the same sound, though, as the previous Bully records. And I think for our audience, you know, if you're into Nirvana, Pixies, Breeders, like that era of sort of alt rock, this fits right in there. You could just file it right next to those records and people wouldn't necessarily know it. It came out this year. You know what I mean?
Totally.
But I mean that in a good way.
It's got
such energy and just, you know, great guitar work. And I even think there's a little bit of Sonic Youth in that song too, especially where the, you know, some of that guitar comes in and it sounds a little dissonant. So Bully, I think, you know, is highly recommended, to people who enjoy that kind of like 90s style, you know,
totally,
you know, alt rock kind of stuff.
Yeah. And I have seen them play also, again, weirdly enough, as an opening act, and really was very impressed by them, by their sound, by their power, and by their control. Some play opening at the 930 Club. Now I can't even remember who they opened for. So that's a good sign for Bully. But yeah, that's very interesting. I didn't know the backstory. Didn't know they had new music out. So that's great. Yeah,
it's really cool. And and you know, this will make sense. I just read this one little nugget about Alicia, that when she was starting her music career, I believe she's originally from Minnesota. When she was starting her music career, she got a job as an intern at Steve Albini's Electric Audio Studio.
That's interesting.
Chicago. And so you can see then where she might draw upon a lot of those influences that we mentioned. That kind of music, right?
Yeah, and you can hear the sort of the power in that recording, definitely being part of that. And when you think back on some of their other records, too, for sure.
And I also want to make this point that, you know, that means bright things are in our intern's future, right?
Where you're very, you know, bright. Yeah.
Down the road, people will say, like, oh, I get it now. I know why this person's so talented. And, you know, they had that intern deal at Rock in the Suburbs, right?
That's right.
Yes.
Senator Sam Lisker. That's where it all began.
That's right. So, all right. So those are my three picks.
Great
Tooth
stuff,
and the Maytals, Bully, and Genio.
Nice. Very nice. As always, sir. Beautifully picked.
Okay. Now, I got to pick out a cover here. There were actually quite a few contenders. One thing I've noticed is during COVID, it seems like more people are putting out covers. I think because they're not touring, and so they got to do something to fill the time, and you can't necessarily all that original music. So it's like, let's put out covers, right? So there's so many good ones. But I think the one I want to do, because I think this fits nicely with what we've been talking about. So let me grab this. Okay. And before we play that, tomorrow you'll have your August new music picks.
Yes, I will.
Okay. So here's what I've picked out. Molly Tuttle just put out an all covers album.
Mm-hmm.
And the song I want to play here is a Rolling Stones song. And it's really, really lovely here. So.
Excellent.
All right. So it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And here is Molly Tuttle playing She's a Rainbow. And we'll talk to you all tomorrow. You hear that guitar playing?